Mayor McAdams made it clear from the beginning of his State of the County address that his speech would be about the future, namely, how the county prepares.
What is certain to me is that the future will look very different than the past. Whether that energy burns like a wildfire threatening destruction, or like rocket fuel propelling us toward the stars, it depends on the choices we make today.
One such choice proposed by McAdams was updates to the Clark Planetarium in downtown Salt Lake City. Standing next to a moon rock and a model of a NASA rocket, McAdams pointed to the planetarium as a source of inspiration for children in the community.
I believe that nothing inspires our children to imagine the future like seeing an actual moon rock. I'd encourage you to come up and see this afterwards. Like seeing an actual moon rock or a model of the next generation of rockets that will carry equipment into space, such as this one that's designed by Utah's own ATK.
McAdams also vowed to complete the Jesse E. Quinney Ballet Center, as well as most of the Jordan River Trail. In addition, he pushed for renewal of the Zoo Arts and Parks Fund, something that will be decided by voters later this year. One of the major points for McAdams' speech was reforming the way that the county works with repeat criminal offenders. He announced a new initiative called Better Futures, designed to give high-risk adults more opportunities. He described the initiative as results-based.
With Better Futures, we will offer the opportunity of different options for these past offenders, so that they can also choose to become contributing members of our society, so that they can provide for themselves and their families, and also reduce costly trips through the revolving door of our courts and jails.
Perhaps the mayor's most emphatic point came when he discussed the new 911 merger between Unified Police Department and the Valley Emergency Communications Center. He called it a necessary step, but stressed that the arrangement still has kinks to work out.
We must finalize the selection of and move toward a single software system for 911 in Salt Lake County. It is unacceptable for a citizen of this valley in the year 2014 to sit on hold for 13 minutes, as happened last year, while confusion reigns among dispatchers who struggle with a patchwork system, especially since Salt Lake County has stepped up to fund the solution.
Except for a brief mention at the conclusion of his remarks, Mayor McAdams did not address the issue of air quality in the county. Conversely, Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker made that issue the focus of his State of the City address last week. In Salt Lake City, I'm Ryan Cunningham for KCPW News.